Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Lacking a new strategic equity partner, SAA is considering selling some of its landing rights at major international airports, including London's Heathrow. This emerged at a parliamentary briefing in Cape Town on the status of SAA, Transnet, PRASA and the Road Accident Fund. Landing slots at Heathrow are incredibly scarce. When they do become available, change hands for exorbitant prices, including one that went for $75 million in 2016. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy told the committee that SAA was now debt-free, needed a capital injection, but there was no interest from external investors. Patting herself on the back, as Business Day puts it, Creasy told the committee that since her appointment, she had begun several processes to ensure the department's entities fulfilled their core mandates and were able to account for their expenditure. The International Monetary Fund has boosted its expectations for growth in South Africa. It's now expecting 1.1% this year and 1.5% next year, up 0.2%. But the IMF has left its projections for global growth unchanged, warning that rising geopolitical and trade tensions could cut global output by as much as 0.5% in the next couple of years. One player definitely hit by a generally constrained consumer environment, financial services group Sasfin, which has just posted a 58.7 million rand headline loss for its full year to end June. However, Sasfin's problems also relate to credit losses and sanctions against it by the Reserve Bank. You'll recall it was fined over 160 million rand in administrative sanctions for its involvement in an alleged gold smuggling and money laundering ring involving some of its former staff. Sasfin plans to delist from the JSE by the end of this year and quit banking altogether by 2026. As you might imagine, no dividend from Sasfin this time round. On the markets, at the bell last evening, both the JSE, All Share and Top 40, down just under 0.4%. In London, the FTSE down 0.1%. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500, just beneath flat, while the Nasdaq edged up 0.2% to set yet another record high. Tokyo this morning down 0.4%, Hong Kong up 1.6%, Sydney just above flat. The US dollar looks to be settling in firmer at 108 to the euro. Reports this morning say that's traders betting on a second Trump presidency. The rand at 17.55 to the dollar, 18.96 to the euro, 22.79 to the pound. Gold at 2,745, just beneath a new record high. Platinum at 1,036. Bitcoin just over 67,000. Brent crude oil just under $76 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.